The governor said last week that he understood that that he could not change the undocumented immigrant driver's licenses through rulemaking. That is our understanding. That's also the Senate's understanding. I think if we can take that understanding, put it in the bill, it should clear the way.
He's not.
So then what he said last week then is not true.
Well, his contention is so, by putting that language you want, that's putting... That's not a clean bill.
So if we take the governor's understanding and put it into the bill as all of our understanding, he has a problem with that. Maybe he doesn't agree with what he said last week. And that should be your stories tonight. Or you should follow up the questions to the governor on that. If the governor doesn't believe he can do it through rulemaking, then he should have no problem with us putting language in the bill that doesn't allow him to do it through rulemaking. That would have no effect on anything. It would simply provide comfort language that what the governor says is what the governor actually believes. Period. There will not be a bill that goes out of the House and Senate without language that prohibits him from doing it from rulemaking. And I'm going to hold him to the words that he used last week. If that's his belief, that's the bill he's going to get.
So no real ID bill this session?
There will be a real ID bill, and it will go to the governor's desk. But it will separate the issue of real ID from illegal immigrant driver's licenses. If they want illegal immigrant driver's licenses, then they need to push a bill through, and they need to grow a groundswell of support from the public and from legislators to pass that bill, just like every other issue we deal with here at the Capitol. This is no different. People get frustrated when someone tries to use an issue that is timely and needs to happen as a vehicle or some way of forcing an issue that basically doesn't have broad support. So we need the governor to stand up to his word. Let's separate these issues and let's pass a bill.
Well, why put this issue of clarifying the governor's ability into the real ID bill at all? Why not put it somewhere else or pass it as a standalone?
Well, if the governor really believes he cannot do it through rulemaking, then he should have absolutely no objection to us including that understanding, because we agree with him. I agree with the governor, and the Senate agrees with the governor. And if we agree with the governor, he should have, it's his word. He should have no problem with us putting the understanding that he has into the bill. There should be no problem with that.
Well,
this should be just as smooth as possible.
Well, let's turn that around, Mr. Speaker, though. If you do believe that there's not the ability for the governor to put in the bill, then why do you have to have it?
Someone wiser than me once said, trust but verify. And putting the language in just provides the comfort that all of our understanding is what we actually believe. So there should be absolutely no problem. If that's what the governor believes, then that's what we'll put in the bill.